听力课堂，听 class.com。
Bleak.
Winter is my favorite season.
Oh, winters are too bleak for me. I prefer autumn. Bless.
My grandmother used to bless herself every time she passed a church.
She must have been very religious. Blight.
Did you have a good crop of potatoes this year?
Unfortunately not. They were hit by blight. Blink.
I blinked and missed the town. It was so small.
Drive more slowly then.
With each blink, I get older.
Well, I'm sorry, but I cannot do anything to stop time passing. Blonde.
Did anybody witness the accident?
Yes. A blonde that was walking down the street. Blossom.
Zoe blossomed into a world-class pianist.
She must have practiced very hard. Blot.
I think this artist is very talented.
I don't. I think he just blots the paper with color. Blueprint.
We shall see the blueprints to start working on the building in September.
Okay. I shall get to work straight away. Bluff.
Did James tell you what happened yesterday?
Yes, but I'm not sure if it was a lie or a bluff. Blunder.
Oops, I've made a blunder.
Don't worry. We can fix it. Blunt.
Do you not know how to cut bread?
Of course I do, but this knife is blunt. Blur.
Do you remember your first birthday?
No, it is all a blur.
He blurred the corners of the picture to make it look old.
He did a good job of it. Blurt.
Brian blurted out the answer before I even had a chance to think about it.
Yes, he's very smart.
Blush.
You are very beautiful.
Stop, you're making me blush.
Bog.
Are there any bogs in your country?
Yes, plenty, particularly in the West, where it is very wet.
Would you like to come to the cinema with me tonight?
Can we go next week? I'm bogged out at work at the moment. Bondage.
Family ties are the strongest form of bondage.
I don't agree. I am not very close to my parents. Bonus.
You have worked so hard, we have decided to give you a bonus.
Gosh, thanks. Booklet.
What type of work does your company do?
This booklet contains all the details that you will need. Booth.
The tickets will be on sale at the booth on the right.
Great. I'll be there when it opens at 8. Borough.
Is there a library in your town?
No. I have to travel to the next borough. Bosom.
I like to hold my baby to my bosom.
It must be a very comfortable feeling. Bounty.
There was so much food at dinner last night.
Yes, what a bounty. Bouquet.
Those flowers are beautiful. Who gave you the bouquet?
My mother. They were a birthday gift. Bourgeois.
Where do you live?
On the north side of town where the bourgeois tend to live. Bout.
You are not looking very well at the moment.
Yeah, I had a nasty bout of food poisoning last week. Bowel.
Doctor, I have been having some bowel problems lately.
Well, sit down, and I will see what I can do. Bowling.
I enjoy bowling, and usually play on Sunday afternoon.
I'd love to join you next week. Boycott.
The students set up a boycott outside the school gates.
Why? What was the problem? Brace.
I broke my leg and had to wear a brace for 2 months.
That must have been very painful.
Bracelet.
That is a beautiful bracelet that you are wearing.
Thanks, it was my grandmother's.
Bracket.
Excuse me, sir, but should this sentence be put in brackets?
No, they are not necessary.
The bookshelves are falling down.
That is because you did not bracket them to the wall. Brag.
Billy is always bragging about his success.
Ah, he is still young. Be patient with him. Brandy.
Would you like a brandy?
No, thanks. It is too early for a drink. Brawl.
What happened to Peter? I see that he broke his arm.
Oh, he got into a brawl on the street last night. Breach.
Why are you home from work? It is early.
I could not stand it anymore and was forced to breach my contract. Breakdown.
Sorry I'm late. There was a breakdown on the road.
Not to worry. The class has not started yet. Breakthrough.
Finally, a breakthrough in my science experiment.
Great. All your hard work has finally paid off. Brew.
Will you put the tea on to brew, please?
Sure, in a few minutes.
After failing the exam, he brewed for 4 days.
And is he feeling better now?
Is this a strong brew?
No, it's fairly weak. Bribe.
I was offered a bribe to give my students better marks in their exams.
I hope that you did not accept it.
Tell me, why did you break into the bank?
I was bribed into it. Briefcase.
Where are the letters you were meant to post?
Oh, they're in my briefcase, but I left it at the office. Brigade.
What was your childhood dream?
To become a member of the fire brigade. Brim.
The brim of your hat is covering your eyes.
That is because I don't want anyone to notice me. Brink.
I was on the brink of leaving my job, but decided to stay.
What changed your mind? Brisk.
Slow down. Stop walking so fast.
A brisk walk will be good for your health. Bristol.
My paintbrush is too old to start the decorating.
I have one with better bristles if you want to borrow it. Brittle.
Don't lean on the glass. It is very brittle.
Oops. Sorry. It's too late. Bronze.
What place did you come in the race?
Third. I won a bronze. Brood.
This is a very complicated question, Professor.
Brood on it for a while, and maybe you will find the solution.
Are the hens sitting with their brood?
No, they seem to have neglected them. Brook.
If you walk up the east side of the mountain, you will find a small brook where you can fill your bottles with water.
Great, I'm really thirsty. But is the water safe to drink? Browse.
Where were you this afternoon?
In the bookshop, just browsing. Bruise.
That is a nasty bruise.
Yeah, I fell down the stairs last week and hit my head.
He bruised me with his nasty comments.
Don't listen to him then. Brutal.
That was a brutal crime.
Yeah, there seems to be nothing but bad news these days. Buck.
How much is the fare?
Just $2. It's only a short journey.
The horse bucked and kicked me in the face.
Ouch. Why were you standing behind him?
Buck up. It is not the end of the world.
Easier said than done. Buckle.
I like your new shoes.
Thanks, but the buckles are too stiff at the moment.
What happened to your bicycle?
The wheel buckled when I hit a stone in the middle of the road. Bud.
I'm looking forward to the spring when the flowers will come into bud.
Me too. It's been a long winter. Buddhist.
Do you think that the Buddhist way of life is the best?
I'm not quite sure yet. I still need to think about it. Buffalo.
Have you ever seen a buffalo?
No, but I would like to. Buffer.
He used his pillow as a buffer against the noise.
Why? Did he have difficulty sleeping?
The mirror needs a polish.
But I don't have anything to buff it with. Buffet.
Will there be any food at the party?
I heard that the hosts are providing a buffet. Bug.
There's a bug crawling over your foot. Watch out.
You could have warned me soon. I hate insects in any shape or form.
Go away, you're bugging me.
Please, I just have one more question. Bulge.
I have bulges in all the wrong places.
Stop worrying about your weight. I think you're beautiful.
Your bag is bulging. What have you got in it?
Far too much. It is too heavy. Bull.
Be careful. There's a bull in that field over there.
Oh, I'm not afraid of him. Bulletin.
Did you receive the bulletin I sent you?
No, but I checked my post today. Bully.
Were you ever bullied in school?
Just once, but the teacher found out and put a quick stop to it. Bumper.
I must buy time this week. There will be a bumper issue.
It must be larger on account of the new year.
Bun.
Why do you always wear your hair in a bun?
Because I think it's very elegant.
Bunk.
As a child, I always wanted to sleep on the top bunk.
Me too. But so do my brothers. We always argued.
Hey, will you do a bunk today?
No, I'm afraid that the teacher will find out. Bureaucracy.
Typical bureaucracy. Always too many forms to fill in.
Be patient. You cannot change the whole system straight away. Burglar.
A burglar broke into our house last night and stole the TV.
My goodness. Did the police catch him? Burial.
John's sudden death was tragic.
I know. I would like to go to the burial to show my respect to his family. Burrow.
Did you spot where the rabbit just went?
Yeah, into his burrow by the tree. Bust.
He bust into the room and started shouting at me.
Well, you should have locked the door. Bustle.
I hate going into the city at the weekend.
I agree. Too much bustle and people. But...
Could you please put your cigarette butt into the ashtray rather than on the floor?
Sorry, I did not realize it would bother you. Buzz.
There is a wonderful atmosphere at this party.
Yes, there's a great buzz.
What is that annoying noise?
My alarm clock buzzing. I forgot to switch it off. Bypass.
The local government wants to build a bypass to direct traffic away from our town.
That would be bad for business in the town. What do the locals think about it?
C. Cafeteria.
I shall be eating in the cafeteria at 1 p.m. Would you like to join me?
Maybe. What is the food like there? Calamity.
Do you think that the predicted world calamity will actually happen?
No. I think it is just fear of the unknown. Calcium.
You have beautiful white teeth.
It must have been all the calcium I had as a child. Calf.
Look, that calf over there is so cute.
Yes, but why do they always have to grow up into cows? Calories.
Would you like another piece of cake?
No, thanks. I'm on a diet and counting my calories. Cane.
After breaking my leg, I had to walk with the help of a cane.
That's terrible. Do you still have to use it? Cannon.
I saw an old cannon displayed in the museum this afternoon.
Was that the one used during the Civil War? Canoe.
Do you enjoy rowing?
Yes, but I prefer canoeing.
This river would be perfect for a canoe.
There's a company that rents canoes if you would like to have a go. Canvas.
My favorite painter works on walls rather than canvas.
Oh, sounds interesting. What is his name? Canyon.
Have you ever walked through a canyon?
No, but it is one of my dreams to visit the Grand Canyon in the States. Cape.
What are you going to wear to the fancy dress party?
A long black cape and pointed hat. Capitalism.
I'm going to give a lecture on capitalism and the global market.
Interesting. I'd like to come along to listen. Capsule.
Did you take your medicine this morning?
No, I ran out of capsules. Caption.
What are you reading? It must be very funny.
Yeah, this cartoon book is fantastic, and the captions are hilarious. Captive.
I dreamt I was held captive by an armed robber.
Good job. It was only a dream. Caravan.
What did you do for your holidays?
We rented a caravan and toured the West Coast. Carbohydrates.
Bananas are rich in carbohydrates.
Yes, that is why they are good to eat when you're doing a lot of sports. Carcass.
Don't throw out the chicken carcass. I want to make some soup.
Oh, good idea. Cardboard.
Ah, the walls in this room are as thin as cardboard.
And we certainly don't want our neighbors next door to overhear our conversation. Cardinal.
The cardinal will be visiting the church next Sunday.
Don't worry, we will be on our best behavior.
Is being late for class a cardinal sin?
Depends what the class is.
Caress.
I love the way my mother used to caress my hair as a child.
Yes, mine was very affectionate, too.
Caretaker.
Bring this broken chair to the caretaker. He will be able to fix it.
Sorry, but the caretaker is not at work today. Carton.
I asked you to buy a bottle of milk.
Sorry, but there were only cartons of juice left. Cartridge.
My pen has run out of ink. Do you have any spare cartridges?
No, sorry. I never use them.
Carve.
Dad, could you carve the meat, please?
Ask your brother to do it.
Casualty.
It was lucky that there were no casualties in the crash.
Yes, it was very fortunate. Catastrophe.
What is in the newspapers today?
Just another catastrophe. Cater.
I'm afraid that our restaurant can only cater for a maximum of 50 people.
Oh, then I will have to find a bigger venue. Cathedral.
Is there a cathedral in this town?
No, only a church. You will have to go to the nearest city to find one. Catholic.
I was raised as a Catholic.
Oh, I was brought up with no religion. Cauliflower.
This meal is wonderful. What is the main ingredient?
Cauliflower, but I also added some secret spices. Caution.
The policeman cautioned me to slow down.
Why? Were you breaking the speed limit? Calvary.
What was the film about?
It was a bit dull, just about the daily life of men on the Calvary. Cavern.
I found a hidden cavern in the forest.
That would be a great place to hide our secret treasure. Cavity.
I have a cavity in my tooth.
That is because you eat too many sweets. Cedar.
Is that a beech tree?
No, I think that it is a cedar. Celebrity.
When I grow up, I want to be a famous celebrity.
In my eyes, you are famous already. Cellar.
The best wine that we have is kept in the cellar.
Wonderful. Would I be able to have a look at it? Cemetery.
Excuse me. Could you please tell me the way to the post office?
Certainly. It is straight down this road and past the cemetery. You will see it on your left. Census.
The last census in this country was 5 years ago.
The population will have grown since then, of course. Ceramic.
As an artist, what is your main medium?
I usually work with ceramics, but I enjoy all forms of pottery. Cereal.
Do you eat cereal for breakfast?
Sometimes, but I normally have toast and tea. Certainty.
Do you know for sure that Mr. Smith committed the crime?
Yes, it is a certainty. Certify.
I was unable to certify if his statement was true or false.
Maybe you should interview him again. Champagne.
There were champagne and strawberries at the wedding.
Sounds delicious, but it must have been very expensive. Chancellor.
The chancellor of the university will speak at the ceremony.
It will probably be very formal then. Chant.
What was the highlight of the evening for you?
When the lady chanted the final poem.
I love Middle Eastern chants.
I've never heard any. What form of music are they like? Chapel.
Will your wedding take place in a chapel?
No, we will have it in the town hall. Charcoal.
The weather is beautiful. Perhaps we can eat outdoors tonight.
Good idea. Will you buy some charcoal for the fire? chatter.
Be quiet. There's too much chatter in the room.
Sorry, sir. We are just excited about our assignment. Chauffeur.
I met the president's chauffeur yesterday.
That is an important job. What type of car does he drive? Chef.
The food in this restaurant is wonderful.
Yes, they must have a highly trained chef. Cherish.
I cherish the memories of our time together.
Yes, we had a wonderful time. Chimpanzee.
Stop being so silly. You look like a chimpanzee.
But at least I made you laugh. Choir.
What time will you be home tonight?
After choir practice, maybe around 9. Cholesterol.
The doctor told me that I have a high cholesterol level.
It would be best to cut down on cakes and fatty foods for a while. Chord.
How do you play that song?
Here, I'll show you the chords. Chore.
Would you like to go for a walk in the park?
I'd love to, but I have to finish my chores first. Chorus.
I love the chorus of this song.
Me too, but I think the verses are better.
Try that again, and this time, try to sing in chorus.
We will try. Chrysanthemum.
What type of tea would you like?
Chrysanthemum, please. I love flower tea. Chuckle.
What's so funny? Why the chuckle?
I wasn't laughing, sir. You must be hearing things.
My joke only made Mary chuckle.
Well, at least she found some humor in it. Chunk.
A big chunk of concrete fell and hit me on the head.
Ouch, that sounds painful. Circulation.
I go jogging 3 times a week.
That must be very good for your circulation. Circus.
I have 2 tickets for the circus. Would you like to come?
Will there be any clowns there? Clamp.
The government is trying to clamp down on illegal drugs.
That is a good plan, but I'm not sure if they will be successful. Clan.
I come from a huge clan.
Oh, really? How many are in your family? Clarity.
He expressed his ideas with great clarity.
I don't agree. I still found him difficult to understand. Clasp.
Your coat seems to be missing a clasp.
I know. It fell off earlier. It is too dark in here, I am afraid.
Here, clasp my hand. It may help you feel better.
Clatter.
Stop clattering in there. I'm trying to concentrate.
Sorry. I will be quiet. Cleanse.
Why don't you have a bath?
That's a good idea. It will help to cleanse my mind and body. Clearance.
I will be waiting by the clearance in the forest for you.
Okay, I will meet you there at midnight. Clench.
Barry always clenches his teeth when he sees me.
He must find you frightening.
Clergy.
Are there any women clergy in your church?
No, but they may introduce them next year.
Cliché.
It is best to avoid cliché when writing essays.
Thank you for the advice, sir. Climax.
Be quiet. George has not finished his story. We have still to reach the climax.
Oh, I thought he already finished. Clinch.
You are looking very proud of yourself.
Yeah, I just clinched a big deal in work. Cling.
Help! I'm falling!
Quick, cling on to my wrist. I can hold you. Clip.
I like your hair clips. They suit your hair color.
Thanks. I bought them yesterday. Cloak.
Did you see what the thief was wearing?
It was hard to see him in the dark, but he did have a long black cloak over his clothing. Clockwise.
Please walk around the room in a clockwise direction.
Why? Do you think that it will be good exercise? Clog.
Those are funny-looking shoes you're wearing.
Oh, these are clogs. My uncle, who is Dutch, gave them to me. Clone.
Do you agree to cloning?
I'm not sure. Perhaps just for research purposes. Closet.
I cannot find my jacket.
Oh, I put it in the closet where it should be.
My boss did a closet deal at work.
That must be why he has been so secretive lately.
My brother always closets himself away from the family.
Why do you think he is so shy? Clown.
What was your favorite thing about the circus?
The clowns were very colorful and funny. Cluster.
I found a cluster of eggs around the tree.
Oh, I was hiding them for Easter. Clutch.
While we are on the motorbike, make sure you clutch onto my waist for safety.
I will, but don't drive too fast. Coalition.
What was the result of the election?
A new coalition between the 2 main parties was formed. Coax.
I tried to coax the rabbit out with a carrot, but he refused.
He must have been too scared to come out of his hutch. Cocaine.
The police found a huge container of cocaine by the docks.
Gosh, was anyone arrested? Cockpit.
Have you ever been in a cockpit?
I have never even been on an airplane. Cocktail.
Would you like another cocktail?
No, thanks. I've had far too much to drink already.
I'll be waiting in the cocktail lounge for you.
Okay, but sit near the front so that I shall be able to see you. Coconut.
I jumped that I got hit on the head with a coconut.
You must have at least been somewhere tropical. Cognitive.
What are you studying in university?
Cognitive science. I have always been fascinated by the brain. Coherent.
You made a very coherent argument.
Thanks. I worked for a long time on the essay. Cohesive.
I just read this article, but the journalist's thoughts are not very cohesive.
Yeah, I have never liked that paper. Coincide.
Did you know that our birthdays coincide?
No, we must have a joint party to celebrate. Coincidence.
Johnny, is that you? Oh, hi, Mick. What a coincidence meeting you here.
Collaboration.
I think we should try to increase collaboration with a like-minded organization.
Good. That way we will be able to increase the effectiveness of our work. Collide.
Did you witness the crash?
Yes, the two planes simply collided into each other. Colon.
Doctor, I have been having some stomach problems.
You may have to have an x-ray so I can check your colon. Colonel.
Were you ever in the army?
Yes, I was a colonel. Colonial.
I went to the museum to find out about Britain's colonial past.
And was it interesting? Colossal.
There was a colossal ship in the bay yesterday.
Yeah, I could see it from my window, almost a mile away. Columnist.
And what is your occupation?
I am a columnist for one of the national newspapers. Comet.
Wow, look up. Did you see the comet?
No, only stars. Comic.
What are you laughing at?
I just read a funny comic.
Did you ever read comics when you were a child?
Not very often, but when I did, I really enjoyed the cartoons. Comical.
Did you enjoy the film last night?
It was so bad, it was almost comical. Comma.
I think that you should place a comma here rather than a full stop.
Of course, the sentence will flow better then. Commemorate.
I am holding a service to commemorate the victims who died in the fire.
That is a very thoughtful idea. I would like to attend also. Commend.
I highly commend you for this new position.
Thank you, sir. It will be an honor to accept it. Commentary.
Please be quiet. I am trying to listen to the commentary.
Oh, who is winning the game? Commodity.
I love looking in the shops at all the new commodities available.
Do you ever buy any? Commonplace.
I like to do things that are not commonplace.
Yes, you have always been a bit unusual. Commonwealth.
Is Mozambique a member of the Commonwealth?
Yes, they just joined recently. Commotion.
Hey, what is all the commotion out there?
Somebody just stole your bicycle. Communal.
Would there be a separate bathroom with the apartment?
No, I'm afraid that there are only communal showers on the first floor. Commute.
I live only a 5 minutes walk from work.
You are very lucky. I have to commute for an hour each day on the train. Compact.
Your room is very compact.
Yes, but I like it small but cozy. Compartment.
I can't find the torch.
Try the glove compartment. I think I put it back in the car. Compassion.
The doctor has a lot of compassion for his patients.
That is because he has seen a lot of suffering. Compatible.
I'm sorry. I think we should break up.
Why? I thought we had a compatible relationship. Compensate.
I am sorry for your loss, but I will be able to compensate you.
And rightly so. Compensation.
Did you receive any compensation for the damage?
Not yet, but I will soon. Competence.
Why did you hire this guy? He lacks competence.
I thought he would be able to do a good job. Compile.
I am compiling a book of short stories at the moment.
Wow, interesting. Should I be able to submit one also? Complacent.
I was complacent and lost my keys.
Have you found them yet? Compliment.
Ted and Jennifer compliment each other well.
Yes, they make a lovely couple. Complexion.
You have a beautiful complexion.
Thanks, but your skin is not bad either. Complication.
We ran into some complications during the operation.
But is everything okay now? Compliment.
You look stunning tonight.
Thank you for the compliment. Comply.
Did he comply with your demands?
No, he never follows my orders. Composite.
Picasso's paintings can be described as composite.
Yes, they are made up of many parts. Comprehend.
I'm afraid I don't quite comprehend your question.
Okay, I will explain it again. Compulsory.
Uniforms are compulsory in this school.
Sorry, sir, but mine was in the wash and was not dry by this morning. Compute.
Kathy has a head like a calculator.
Yes, she's able to compute figures at great speed. Conceive.
In what month were you conceived?
9 months before I was born.
I have conceived a plan.
Go ahead. I'm eager to hear it. Conception.
That was a wonderful idea. Where do you come up with the plan?
I just woke up with the conception in my head. Concerted.
I made a concerted effort to achieve, but I still failed.
But at least you tried.